Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, we are well aware it is the first day of September. We're heading into the Labor Day weekend, but it is a big weekend here in Canton and in Starr County. The annual Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic coming back to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. So we thought it would be a good idea to bring in the Pro Football Hall of Fame's Rich DeRozier to fill us in on everything. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How about yourself?
JD and I were having a little fun at how easy you can go from WHBC to HBCU. It just glides from one into the other. How about that?
That's right. I know. We're kind of brethren, I think. It's historically black colleges, right? That's what that stands for.
Historically black colleges and universities.
Yeah.
They came on the national scene after the Civil War for black Americans to receive higher educations, many of whom, as football evolved in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even into the 60s, a lot of the major universities were still segregated, had not segregated their rosters. And those were some of the glory days for HBCUs. And you can see those guys in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, about three dozen of them. But HBCUs are enjoying a resurgence right now. And we're going to have two of the top programs in Canton this weekend, Grambling State and Tennessee State, and we're just really excited about that.
So, yeah, let's talk about it, because this isn't just a football game. I mean, this is a weekend filled with lots of events, right?
We've got events starting tomorrow, and I'll apologize if I get anything out of order, but there's some educational programming tomorrow at some of the area schools in Stark and Summit County. There is, I know our friends at Habitat for Humanity are having some volunteers from the HBCUs, and the Divine Nine sororities are going to help at a couple of the builds with Habitat. We've got a social justice program tomorrow night at the Pro Football Hall of Fame inside our new Nash Center. There's a golf outing at Clearview, which, you know, in its own right is historical with Bill and Renee Powell. You've got a free concert at Centennial Plaza and a free kids fun fest all day Saturday. And then that culminates with a free concert Saturday evening about 5 o'clock at Centennial Plaza. That's all free. And then the game is on Sunday. And we're looking, thanks to a lot of generosity from sponsors and partners across the county in all kinds of areas. We're looking at probably more than 12,000 fans for that game right now.
Wow. That's going to be exciting. And I know Mayor Burnaby was, you know, talking about the event, and he's really excited about it too. And I was saying, if you have not seen the bands for these two teams, you got to check them out, right?
Got it. You know what? There will be some people who say that the band show is interrupted by a football game.
Yes.
So there'll be about somewhere between 500 and 600 band participants between the two schools. They're both in the, one's a little above 300, one's a little below 300. So it's going to be spectacular.
Wow, and this is just another event that, I mean, local volunteers and local people are coming together to put this on.
We couldn't be happier at the kind of community support. There's been individuals who've been working hard on this really for almost 2 years now because of the 2020 event being canceled. There's been donations. The Altman Foundation bought some tickets that are going to high school kids through the Stark County ESC. So there'll be a lot of students attending. JCI is providing $25,000 scholarships to each of the schools for their STEM programs. Really some of the country's best engineers and doctors and lawyers are turned out of HBCUs. So it's very exciting time. And Pam, I know we're probably running short on time, so I would be remiss to not remind people it's going to be a great crowd. It's going to be challenging to navigate the campus area for parking, so leave yourself plenty of time and be patient. There's also a soccer tournament on the Hall of Fame Village Youth Field, so a lot going on Sunday.
Yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be fantastic for sure. And if folks are planning to attend, first of all, tell us where they can get information on tickets and things like that. And also, where should they park if they're going to do this?
You know, there will be parking on the campus of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Village area, that upper lot off of Clarendon in that area. There'll be some surface parking there. Some of you know, in the neighborhoods, there'll be some parking. There'll be a little bit of parking in the stadium park lot, although that's also going to be the staging area where all of these school buses that are bringing those students, they'll be using a lot of the stadium park area. I believe Stadium Park Drive itself will be closed as some of those buses stage there. So that'll just be one of the smaller navigational challenges there. But, you know, pretend it's the Maslin-McKinley game or the McKinley-Maslin game, depending on which side of the county you're on. It's going to be kind of like that. It, you know, you just have to kind of know your way around that area and probably be willing to put $10 in somebody's palm to park in their driveway or on their front lawn.
Yeah, just like the old days, huh?
No, it's going to be nice.
It's going to be fantastic. Well, we wish you guys the best of luck, and I know it'll be an exciting weekend. People should watch out for all the visitors and welcome them to Stark County. We appreciate you coming on this morning,
That's
Rich.
That's right. Thanks, Pam.
WHBC Sports, the Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.
Out there, Johnson's got it! Touchdown!
Well, you give it to your best player, and if they stop it, they're better than you, but not tonight.
Any major adjustments at halftime, Coach?
Friday night from Canal Fulton, the Northwest Indians take on the Canton South Wildcats. The AllCare Stadium show at 6, kickoff at 7 on 1480 WHBC Sports.
Appreciate all the work you guys do.
Been there, done that before.
The Sarshon Ford Radio Game of the Week.